following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go wandering. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly.
Thank you. All right. The week is already over, but it is barely April or some such. I don't remember what the opening line to this show is. I'm working on digesting a hearty double breakfast of fried eggs and potatoes and scones. Carm, it ain't that bad. Tufts dining, it ain't that bad, no matter what the people tell you. What's going on? It is DJ Tuesday. Sorry for the late start. Our album topper today was 666 Kill Chop Deluxe off the Lisa the Joyful original soundtrack. When I first heard that song, my first thought was, oh God, I think I like trap music. I don't. I like a trap song. Or more specifically, I like dog outside. I like the specific beat in the look. I don't know what trap music is. I don't actually know what trap music is. But anyway, I'm straying from the true purpose of this whole radio show, our raison d'etre. I got roasted once for pronouncing it that way. Raison d'etre. I don't know. It's dragon spotting, and if I had a soundboard, this is where I would put in a really cheesy, like, it's dragon spotting, or as we can now call it, I only listen to the Mountain Goats. That's right, the podcast starring, John Darnielle and Joseph Fink, two people who, whose work I enjoy greatly, has returned for season 2 discussing the upcoming album In League with Dragons. And first episode aired about 2 hours ago. I'm using TV language like starring and aired. Actually, aired is a radio thing. First episode went live about 2 hours ago, so it was kind of a race to listen to it before coming on, in the hopes that I would be able to discuss it, and the fact is, I need to digest it some more. Lots of very creative person talk, and I'm not one. That said, they did use it as a vehicle to release actually what's going to be the last song on the album, Sicilian Crest. They began the episode with the home demo recording. Began the episode with the home demo recording, closed it out with the official release. It shortly went live on the Merge Records YouTube channel. It's interesting. This album is shaping up to be definitely one of the most produced, I suppose. There's going to be more instrumentals than there have ever been on a Mountain Goats album. They actually brought on Owen Pallett to produce. Normally John Darnielle is sort of the executive when it comes to those things, but he lets someone else take the reins to some extent. Yawns make for great radio, right? Yawns make for great radio. Anyway, we're gonna discuss this, but let's just give it a listen. Without further ado, this is Sicilian Crest.
Near. drumming in loud and clear. Sacrificial victims out of the cage, smiling as they're taking the stage. Lord Tuluwak. Look to the man. Everything's new. All the talk we heard was true. Legends we all heard once. The whispers from the star fronts. Hope for the best.
There was lots of interesting discussion around that song, most of which I'm not going to do the disservice of trying to repeat. But one thing which did stick with me was how the ways in which this serves as a Mountain Goats throwback, insofar as a lot of really old Mountain Goats songs shared this sort of sense of grandiosity, and this is a song proclaiming a, like, the way John Darnielle talked about it, it's like an openly, not an openly fascist song, but it's approaching fascist rhetoric insofar as it is hailing this messiah, hailing this man who will make everything better, and talking about the blood of heretics and all of that and all of that. You don't get that really anymore. From John Darnielle, and he says part of that is because while in the 90s it was fun to sort of play around with that rhetoric and indulge those fantasies, turns out we are now surrounded by them in real life, in living color, in terrifying detail. Yeah, and so when I heard that, I immediately thought of two songs, two Mountain Goat songs, which give off that, one of them ages far more poorly than the other, but this next one has that energy of, grandiosity, and if I'm leaning on the word grandiosity, it's because they did in the podcast, and also because, I'll get to that later, jeez. Dead air. Let's go. Young Caesar 2000. Young Caesar 2000 and Going to Georgia off of Zopilote Machine. So, to put a T on it, two profoundly juvenile songs for slightly differing reasons. And what you see from Darnielle, I think, is a greater hesitation to play with those themes in except in a profoundly explicitly tongue-in-cheek way. Just because the market's saturated, so to speak. Last thing at the top of the hour is going to be, this is more of a stylistic connection. They were talking about lyrical composition. Long story short, Joseph Eng mentioned this next one as one of his favorite songs, and it was one I had not heard before because it was Get Lonely, and I haven't listened to Get Lonely in full yet, even though I'm increasingly convinced I should. So, this one's a quickie. Could have served as the album topper, honestly. It's If You See Light.
When the villagers come to my door, I will hide underneath the table in the dining room, knees drawn up to my chest. When the villagers come to my door, I will breathe shallow breaths from high up in my stomach. Waiting for the front door to splitter. Waiting all winter.
A jaunty little song. I have no idea what it means. It's very impressionistic. Almost gives Andrew Jackson Jihad vibes with the drum line and the sort of messy brass instrumentation. Andrew Jackson Jihad discussed previously on this show. Terrible band. Love their music. Can't play any of it on the radio because we're not at Watershed Hours. I guess on radio they're called Safe Harbor Hours. On TV, it's Watershed Hours. You would think with all this talk of TV, I come from the public access sphere. It's nearly the top of the hour. It's time to read PSAs. But first, a word from our sponsors. Our sponsors this week. Sparrows, resting on a street lamp in just sort of perfect feathery orbs. Borbs. They're good. Another sponsor this week, the realization that there are only 5 more episodes of Not Quite Tuesday left in the semester. Technically 4 if you don't count this one. And finally, this episode is brought to you by yesterday, in which I had 6 classes, 2 midterms, and a lab. Woo! Alright. PSA, as usual, don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. James.
The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight. And burdened by his loneliness, he wanted to feel alive. His laziness built the pyramids, and his solitude was a knife. The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight.
Don't worry about it. I'm not sure how directional these mics are. Check, check, check. It's fine. Because of the aforementioned busyness, I don't have a playlist. So instead, what we're gonna do is we're going to expand my musical horizons by listening to Tumelo's Visions of Tokyo To, or possibly Tokyo To. I'm pretty sure in one of the songs he calls it Tokyo To. It's this lo-fi hip-hop artist. He does the opening music for some podcasts I listen to. Potentially good stuff. We're gonna listen to it while being very careful to skip the songs marked explicit. If it will show up on the search engine, that would be wonderful. Come on, YouTube Music, you're not a good app. You're not a good app, but you let me watch YouTube videos without ads. Come on, baby, come on. Come on. I know you can do it. Visions of Tokyo To. Let's go. Here we go. Memories of Tokyo To. All right, that one's on me. We're gonna start with Pump Up the Love.
Please direct your attention to the...
Come on! It's a brand new day in Tokyoto. Headlining the news is the recent statement from Goji Rokaku on the graffiti gangs plaguing the city. Quote, "My Rokaku forces are on patrol in all major metropolitan areas to make sure these terrorists are behind bars where they belong."
Clear.
Here I go, here I go. Hey! Here I go, here I go.
You just listened to Midnight in Tokyo To off of Two Mellow's release Memories of Tokyo To, preceded by Here I Go and Pump Up the Love. This is a shout out to DJ Pending and whoever our second mystery listener is who isn't an FCC monitor or just recording equipment in this here studio. We out here with our barely coherent lukewarm Mountain Goats takes and some lo-fi hip-hop running down the clock. Next up, we're gonna hit you with one more song from Memories of Tokyo To, followed by another artist who I was actually turned on to by, yes, the intro music to various podcasts, named Bowen. We're gonna hit his EP Pale Machine, but first, Jet Set Classic.
Hold your butts, it's time for Jet Set Classic.
Jet Set Classic.
This track ain't seen the light of day in close to 30 years. Once I dust it off a little, I'm gonna let it rip, so.
He does the DJing for me, it's great.
Thank you. 見えないでしょ。どこにいるのかな。見えない。あ、これやっちゃった。
Bit prematurely there. We are 5 minutes from the bottom of the hour. We're gonna slide from the unexpectedly feel-good synth pop of Bowen. I did not expect these two to go so well together, but we're gonna close out this hour with Andrew Huang's Everything Will Be Alright off of the album Love and Desolation. which really, off of the album cover and title alone, deserves some sort of award, but it's a good vibe. This is Love and Desolations, Everything Will Be All Right. Catch you at the sign out. Alrighty, you've been listening to Not Quite Tuesday on WMFO 91.5 in Medford.